He did not have sufficient troops to man the line properly, so he placed outposts along the dike at spots that he calculated were most likely enemy infiltration points. He kept in contact with the outposts by means of radio, wire, and contact patrols. He also sent three-man patrols to the riverbank to watch for enemy movement and to serve as forward artillery observers. He set up his CP at Rontvik. At 0330 October 5th, Winters sent Sergeant Art Uman out on a patrol with orders to occupy an outpost in a building near a windmill on the south bank of the dike. With Uman were Privates James Alley, Joe Lesniewski, Joe Liebgott, and Rod Stroll. The building was beside a north-south road that ran to a ferry crossing on the river to the north, back to the small village of Nyborg to the south. When the patrol reached the road, Uman told Lesniewski to go to the top of the dike to look things over. When he reached the top, hugging the ground as he had been taught, Lesniewski saw an unexpected sight: the outline of a German machine gun set up at a point where the road coming from the ferry crossed the dike. Behind it, in the dark, he could just make out a German preparing to throw a potato masher grenade at Uman's patrol down at the south base of the dike. Simultaneously, the other members of the patrol heard German voices on the north side of the dike. Liebgott, who was trailing, called out, "Is that you, Uman?" The German threw the grenade as Lesniewski called out a warning. Other Germans pitched grenades of their own over the dike. Lesniewski got hit in the neck by shrapnel. Alley got blown to the ground by a blast of shrapnel that left 32 wounds in his left side, face, neck, and arm. Stroll and Liebgott took some minor wounds. Stroll's radio was blown away. They had run into a full company of SS troops. It had come across the river by ferry earlier that night and was attempting to infiltrate south of the dike to make a diversionary assault in support of a major attack the 363rd Volksgrenadier Division was scheduled to launch at first light against the left flank of the 506th at Ophüsden. Although the patrol did not know it, another SS company had crossed the dike and was on the loose behind American lines. Although division did not yet know it, the attack on 1st and 2nd battalions of the 506th was much more than just a local counterattack. The German objective was to clear the entire island area of Allied troops. After the skirmish with the 1st SS Company, the E Company patrol fell back. It was a full kilometer to Winter's CP. "Come on, Alley," Stroll kept saying. "We've got to get our asses out of here." "I'm coming, I'm coming," the limping Alley replied.